Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. By now, about everyone is aware of supply chain disruptions leading to empty store shelves. In particular, there are long lines of cargo ships waiting an average of more than 2 weeks to unload their containers at the Los Angeles and Long Beach, California ports. As usual, politicians are totally missing the mark on why some of these supply chain disruptions are occurring. None of them are telling you that the lack of trucks to carry away the cargo from the Los Angeles and Long Beach ports are in large part due to two California state laws. The semi-trucks that haul goods across America, on average, last longer than 15 years, with typical diesel engine lives of at least 750,000 miles. Unfortunately, the politicians in California made an effort to push the trucking industry toward electric vehicles, which aren't even commercially available yet. The state adopted environmental regulations that basically outlaw any semi-truck from driving in that state if it is more than 10 years old. Therefore, nearly half of America's truck fleet is prohibited from driving in California. Second, the AB5 legislation enacted almost 2 years ago in California changed the definition of who is an employee and who is an independent contractor. Unfortunately, it turned out that large numbers of professionals in that state completely lost their independent contractor source of income because of this law change. That especially hurt truck drivers. About half truck drivers in America own their own semi-truck and haul loads for anyone who wants to contract with them. Effectively, that means that about half of America's truck fleet can no longer drive in California, pending the results of a court case filed by the California Trucking Association. So, when you hear about the shortage of truck drivers coming to California ports to take away the cargo unloaded from ships, remember that it was that state's legislature that created laws making it illegal for about half of the nation's trucking fleet to drive there. The easiest cure would be to repeal the laws that caused the problem. Sadly, don't wait for common sense to prevail. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.